Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our discussion about doing a Hefsek Taira Bein Hashmashos. We've already seen the Flos Mitaras Hashem. And now we will continue again. This is based on the Torah of Chacham Ovadia Zatzal, with his Bekiyus Atzuma V'Nifla. So he writes, U'matzasi lahagon Rabbi Chanoi Chenich of Beis Din Kasoi B'tshuva Zichron Yosef, Simen Nun Ches. Shachar shehelak she'er v'shitas ha'goinim she'techo from yad lachar shkiyas ha'chamim maschil zman bein ha'shmoshes. So after he concluded that the Gaonim are correct, that immediately after shkia, bein ha'shmoshes begins, kosef ulefize b'vadei she'tzricho is ha'noshim la'aso is hefzik b'tayro koidem shkiyas ha'chamim she'adayin yomu. Ach b'hiyos v'noida li shahar b'inoshim eina nisharois b'zeh v'oisois hefzik taira achar shkia sachame b'soch zman b'in ha'shmoshes. So he writes that really we paskin like the Gaonim, that immediately after shkia is b'in ha'shmoshes, and therefore the woman has to do her hefzik before b'in ha'shmoshes, before shkia, when it's still day. But I know, he said, that a lot of women aren't careful about this, and they do their hefsek taira after shkia, already when after bein hashmashos started, b'soch zman bein hashmashos, and they start counting their 7 clean days from the next day. And therefore, I have to prove that there's no issur min hadin, because this is sveik sveik ala hakol. Maybe she already stopped seeing before bein hashmashos, and maybe bein hashmashos is still day, even though lechatchila she has to check before bein hashmashos. Nevertheless, it's only mitam sufik. She'ain barur she'tiyeh b'cheskat ro'eh, k'yavon she'derech rov anashim l'hafzik b'yom chamisha l'riyosan. So most women stop seeing the 5th day of their riyah, so therefore she doesn't have a chazaka that she's still going to see. And therefore, it's not against her cheskas tuma. As we don't say she has a cheskas tuma, we assume that she stops seeing blood. So in Mela, the first suffix, that there was no blood after Shkia, is not against the Cheskas Tuma, because we assume that she already stopped seeing. Vodcho ekosef magin avram shebein ha-shmashis u b'cheskas yom shelofanav kamo shahaya arata. Imken afi masafik harishim neged Cheskas Taira, the Magen Avram writes that Bein Hashmashos is Becheskes the previous day. So even if the first Suffolk is against Becheskes Tyro, in other words, the first Suffolk, that Paskaliros, she stops seeing blood, so even if we say that the first suffix is that she didn't stop seeing blood, even if you assume that the blood didn't stop, she still has Cheskas Tuma. We have another suffix, and that other suffix tells us maybe it's Bein Hashmashos, and Bein Hashmashos is still day, and Bein Hashmashos still being day means that she checked by day. So it's a chazaka neged a chazaka. And therefore, we remain with our sveik sveika. Suffolk, maybe she saw, she stopped seeing blood already. That's one suffolk. And even if she didn't stop seeing blood, we have another suffix. Even if you don't accept that the blood stopped, maybe the drop got lost, but still maybe it's yom. Maybe bein hashmashos. In other words, let's say she checks 3 minutes after shki. So we say that she stopped seeing in those 3 minutes, or we're not sure. Maybe she saw in those 3 minutes, but still, now that she's checking, you have a second suffix that Banish Moshe is still young. So now she's checking by day, so even if she saw in those 3 minutes, it doesn't matter because it was still day. And now she's checking by day, and maybe she can start counting again. She can start counting the Shevin Akima already. And we have another suffix that maybe the woman is not a Nida. She's not a Zava, she's a Nida. Today we count Shivan Akim no matter what. Because we don't know if she's a Zava or a Nida. But in the tzad that she's a Nida, she's in that part of her cycle, so she doesn't even need Shivan Akim. So that adds another suffix lahakel. We're only counting Shivan Akim on the tzad that she's a Zava. But if she's a Nida, then she doesn't need it. She doesn't need the Shivan Akim. We know there's 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Zava and 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Zava. So we don't know which part of the cycle she's in. That's another suffix, and that allows us to be Mekel. A woman who sees blood, midin Torah, she has to wait 7 days, whether she saw one drop or she saw 7 days. And the second she stops seeing, on the seventh day, she could be Tova on the night of the eighth, and she's Tahara Labaila. That's a Nida. And then the next 11 days, she sees 1 or 2 days, she's a Zava Ketana, and then after this Riyah, she could be Tova and be Mutter to her husband. And if she sees 3 consecutive days, she's a Zava Gedola, and she has to count Shivan Akim. And after these 11 days, if she sees blood again, then she is a Dinida. So we don't know where she's holding in her cycle. So that's another reason to be Mekel, that she doesn't need the 7 clean days at all, because she's a Nida. So now we have 3 Sveikas, and we see in the Shach that these 3 Sveikas are effective even against the Chazaka. So even if she has a Cheskas, even if she has a Cheskas Tuma, but she has 3 Sveikas. Suffolk, maybe she stops seeing. Maybe it's already night, but she stops seeing. She didn't see during after Shkia, these few minutes after Shkia. Maybe it's still day. So even if she did see, it doesn't matter because now she's checking it's still day. Maybe she b'chlal doesn't need Shivan Akim. So that's what it says in the Tshuva Zichron Yosef. However, he said, according to the Ben Magen Avram, Ben Hashemashis has a chazak of Yom Shelefanav. That Bein HaShemashis has the status of the previous day. In other words, once it's today, it's Yom Shlishi. Comes Bein HaShemashis, it's still Yom Shlishi. It's Becheskes Yom Shlishi until it's Vaday night. But that's not correct. The Mechilas Kvoid Terosai Einoi Nochem. Shimkein Hamrinan, we say in Shabbos, very interesting Gemara, that if a person does Malacha, in 2 Bein HaShemashis of Shabbos, B'Kinisasu V'Yatziyasu, he has to bring a Chatas Memanav Shach. Because at one point, either if it's day, remember she's doing the 2 Bein HaShemashis. If it's day, so then on Shabbos, what she did on Saturday, she's doing Malacha on Shabbos. And if the Bein HaShemashis is night, so then what she did on Friday, during Bein HaShemashis, she's doing a Malacha. So Mimanav Shach, it is a Malacha. But why do we need to come on to 2 Bein HaShemashis? You know, she just did Ben Hashmashes of Motzei Shabbos. She should be Mischai V'chatos Mishum Cheskos Yom Shelefonav, as if she did Melacha on Shabbos itself. Like the Kash of Tosis and Ksuvos Chof Beis Amit Beis Ayin Shem. Elavadai Panim Chadoshes Baal Atan B'Bein Hashmashes, we don't say it's a Chazaka D'mei Kara. Otherwise, all you have to do is say a woman does Melacha B'Bein Hashmashes on Saturday and has Cheskos Yom Shelefonav. We don't say that. We see this also in the Chikrei Lev in Chelek Aleph in Yerodea. So too in the Tshuvas of the Maram Shik and Arachayim Sim and Sadi Aleph. Sheyesh lo hichiach mehid the Shabbos on the Hail Mabez, to lo mahani cheskes yom shelefonav lebein hashmashes. Cheskes yom shelefonav doesn't help us. Shebechol rega panim chadoshes ba'olakan. Because every moment is a new moment. And so writes Davni Nezer in Yerodea Tov Samach Zayin Os Tes, and the Tshuvas Dvar Moshe Te'umim in Simen Nun Hei, and the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo in Arachayim Simen Kuf Beis, Od Achronim. So you see clearly from the Gemara that it's not so. The Hashmashes doesn't have the Chazak of the previous day. ואף מה שנסתפק המגן אברהם אם גזרו על השבוס בבין השמוצי של מוצי שבס, ושייני לנפוק היום הם היו ליום, הנה גם בזה מבואר, בחידוש הרשב"א, סוף דיבר מסחו באילן בערב אין למד בייס, שגם במוצי שבס לא גזרו על השבוס בבין השמוצי. So, Magen Avraham is a suffix, maybe. We know there's no Isser Shavuos Ben Hashmashes on Friday. And the Magen Avraham says, what about on Saturday? Saturday is Ben Hashmashes. It would say Shabbos, but the Friday and Shavuos Shabbos. Make it clear, it's Saturday, Friday and Saturday. So on Saturday, on Friday, they're not going there because you can say that it's like the previous day. It has a chazak of the previous day. So it's still Friday. So there's no Shavuos Ben Hashmashes. But on Saturday, maybe it's a difference. Maybe there, when the day is going out, it's even the day coming in, meaning the day going out, it still has a chazak of the previous day. So we see already not like that in the Rashba. We see in the Rashba, it's not a question. They're not gozer on Shavuos Ben Hashmashes even on Saturday night. Ve'al kol panim, hadavar bor d'lo shai cheskes yom al Ben Hashmashes. There's no such thing. It's not correct to say that Ben Hashmashes has the chazaka of the previous day. It doesn't, and therefore there's no gzera of Shavuos on Friday, there's no gzera of Shavuos on Saturday. And we don't say there's a chiluk between them because they have the chazaka of the previous day, so Friday would be still considered weekday and Shabbos would be Saturday would be considered Shabbos. We don't say that. No gzera in either of them. And so concluded Rabbeinu, he has a tshuva mir tishem, hopefully we're going to see it in Yabi Omer, in the sixth volume in Yerodeh, and Simon Chof Gimel Oitz Beis. Oid herachti b'zeh b'ksuvim. So I have a rikus about this, that it's not shayach eskes yoyim on Ben Hashmashes. However, the Avnei Miluim writes that a woman, in the tshuva is the Simon Chof Gimel, a woman doesn't have a cheskes tumah. We don't assume that a woman is going to continue sing. It's a very long chew in Simen Chof Gimel. You can look there. But this woman, this Nida woman, doesn't have a Cheskes Tumah. So therefore, you don't have to worry that she's going to see in those 3 minutes, let's say after Shkia, we don't say she's a Cheskes Tumah. That's what the Zichron Yosef was Choshish for. Because she doesn't have a cheskes tumah. He said she has a cheskes tumah. The Avnei Miluim says she doesn't. And the fact that he said that maybe she's a nida and she's not a zava, that's also difficult to accept because it says nida and samach zayin amid beis that all of our women are suffix zavos. And suffix is kevadai. And We can compare this to a different halacha, brought in the Shach, Simon Kuf Yud, Klali Tzvek Tzvek, Asif Kat Yud Ches, and in the Pre-Chadosh, Klali Tzvek Tzvek, Oisi Dalit, Sheyesh Lesor Gvinois Yisrael Shehufkadu Bebeis Goy. And we should answer cheeses of Jews that were mufkad in the house of a Goy, A, Shema Hochlifu, because maybe the Goy exchanged the kosher cheese for unkosher cheese. But we have a Sveik Sveik Alahaka, but we don't say that Sveik Sveik. What would be the Sveik Sveik Alahaka? That's why I should have said A. A, maybe that he didn't exchange it, and even if he did, maybe he didn't put it Bekevas Nevela. That's how they used to make the cheese, to put it in the stomach of a Nevela. The Goyim used the stomach of a non-kosher slaughtered calf to curdle the milk. So the Nela, that's why we're choshish for unkosher cheese, the cheese and kosher. So maybe he didn't do it. Maybe they weren't mamed to put kevus nevela. The answer is, since Chazal asked Vinos Akum, Machmas is suffic, Shemehem Yidua b'kevus nevela, it's Isser Vada. It's as if we saw it. So here also, we say that it's an Isser Vada. Once a woman is a suffic Zava, she's a Vada Zava and she needs Shivanikim. So we can't be mitzarif this to the Sveik Sveika. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin says as follows, that Abai asks, this is Samach Vav Amar Aleph, where do I know to say this, that a testimony of the witness regarding adultery is believed? And this is from an incident recording the following Braisa. King Yane went to Kochelis in the desert, conquered 60 cities. Upon his return, he was very happy, arranged a celebration. He called all the sages of Israel. He said, our forefathers ate meluchim when they were involved. It's a certain type of herb. And they were involved in building the second base of Mikdash. We're also going to eat meluchim. And they served meluchim on tables of gold, and they feasted. And there was a scoffer, an evil man, Elazar ben Poira was his name. He says to Yanai, the hearts of the Pharisees are upon you, the Prushim, they hate you. What should I do? So he said, cause them to rise by placing the tzitz between your eyes. So that's what he did. There was a certain Zakein, there was Yehuda ben Gedidia. And he said to King Yanai, be satisfied with the crown of kingship, let the crown of Kahuna stay with the Zairish al Aaron. And the reason the sages challenged Yanai's fitness to be a Kohen was because people had said that Yanai's mother was captured by idolaters in the town of Modiin before he was born, and therefore he couldn't be a Kohen. Because when a woman cohabits with someone forbidden to marry, she is forbidden to a Kohen. So Yanai's father was a Kohen, she was asur to him, he was a Chalah. Nevertheless, the matter was investigated, no evidence was found to substantiate the report. In any case, Yanai angrily removed the sages of Israel from the feast. The Gemara here continues the story. In the end, Yanai killed the Chachamim. But now the Gemara says, Heichi Dami, what were the circumstances? Because it implies originally there was reason to suspect that Yanai's mother was captured by Goyim. But an investigation revealed that she hadn't been captured. That's what it says. Ve'yivuka shadabra ve'lo nimtza. The matter was investigated and no evidence was found to substantiate the report. So we want to understand what were the circumstances. If you're going to say that originally two witnesses said that she had been captured, and subsequently two witnesses came and said that she had not been captured, and the court accepted this second pair of witnesses over the first pair, so my chaz is to smach zahani smocha hani. Why do you rely on these, the two witnesses who say she wasn't captured? Rely on the two witnesses who say that she was captured. That's the Gemara. The question is, there's a sfeik sfeika. What's the Gemara's question? Maybe she wasn't captured at all. And if she was captured, maybe she wasn't contaminated. B'nai Yehoshua already asked this. And the answer is, like we said before, that sfeik is kevadai. Sfeik is kevadai. Just like it says, we saw before, the Yisr Behete, Sefer Yisr Behete brings in the name of the Shach. Cited by, not in the name of the Shach, cited by the Shach, that we asked Gvinas Akum because we assume it's Vadai that it was, they put it in the Kevas Nevela. So too, if she was taken captive, Vadai, she was contaminated. So, we see the same Yisod, that a Safik is Kevadai, so you don't say about a Nida, that if she's a Safik, maybe she's a Nida, maybe she's a Zava, no. We say that all women are suffix zavas, the suffix kivade who are din, suffix cheese. We say suffix kivade. They put it in kevus nevela, and suffix when she was taken captive, suffix kivade that the guy raped her. Mela she's us. So therefore, you don't have a suffix faker. However, the Rosh in the second paragraph of Ksubs and Siman Lamed, there's a shiloh of Yirmi asks, let's say there was one hiding place there. In other words, these women were taken captive, going to capture the city. And there was one hiding place. Does that save all the women? You assume all the women went into that hiding place. The Rif Paskins, yes, Lakula, the Rosh says, because this is fake sveka. Each woman, maybe she hid, and even if she didn't hide, maybe she wasn't contaminated by the guy. And so is Mistadri, so it's Tosis and Subas Chofkim Lam and Aleph. So Paskins the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Zayin, Seif Yud. As Muchach, the Shapi, Rav Din, and Sveik Sveika, B'Shvuya, the Shem Elon Nitmes. So we can make a Sveik Sveika for a Shvuya. Maybe she didn't become Tameh. And that's like the kasha we saw before. Of the Pnei Yehoshua. What's the Gemara saying? If two said she was taken captive and two said she wasn't taken captive, why be somech on these? Be somech on these. Why be somech on the two witnesses who say she wasn't? Be somech on the two witnesses who say she was. Yeah, but you have a sfeik sveika. Maybe if she was taken captive, maybe she wasn't contaminated. So we wanted to say that. No, she was vade contaminated. So, because sfeik is kevada. But we see in the Rosh not like that. And so in the Tosas Yishanim. And so in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe she hid, and even if she didn't hide, maybe she wasn't contaminated. So we see it's not a vada she was contaminated. So you see that you can make a sfeik sfeik of a shvuya. Shem elo nitmes. Maybe she wasn't contaminated like the Pnei Yehoshua asked. And so to Agon Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, today's Chaf Aleph Adar, which is his Yortzeit, even though it's Adar Beis, but still. And we see like going Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan b'sefer Nachal Yitzchak b'choshen Mishpat that originally was Miyashid the Sigin Kedushin based on the Yisr V'Heter. In other words, he said, look at what the Yisr V'Heter says, that a suffix is kevadai, and therefore suffix cheese, if it's suffix, if the guy was Ma'amin B'Kevus Nevela, you say it's a vadai. So you can't be mitzarev to a sveik sveik, and maybe he wasn't imamid the bekevitz nevela. And so too, in the case of the woman being taken captive, Safik is kevada. But then he brings the Rush, that you see Safik is not kevada. And that's why the Rush says that we have a sveik sveik, or maybe she hid, and even if she didn't hide, maybe she wasn't contaminated. So the suffix is not kevada. In the Tshuva Shar Osher, in Chelek Eben Ezer and Simon Chafei, he writes that only when the rabbis asked something stam, even though we know that it's mitam suffix, nevertheless, since they asked it, they assert suffix is kevada. But if they didn't, if they tell you it's misuffix, so it remains a suffix, and you can be mitzarif it to a sveik sveika. So the Gemara says that women are suffix zavos. The Gemara is telling us that it's midin suffix. All women are like suffix zavos. So since it's a suffix, so you can be mitzarif it to a sveik sveika. And that's what we wanted to do over here. And be mitzarif this to a sveik 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 sveika. That maybe this woman is a nida, she's not a zava. And the memela, she doesn't need shivanikim. Also in the Chuvas and Ozdesha, in Simon Tazayin, he also comments on the Yisr Beheter, who wanted to say Safik is Kivadai, then certain Gemaras aren't going to make sense. Like, for example, the Klal that Almanas Isa is Kshera the Kahuna. What's Almanas Isa? That this woman married somebody. This woman was a Safek Grusha. She marries a Kohen. So her son might be a Chalo. So that you have a Safek Chalo. And then This cholol, and then it gets mixed into the family, and this cholol might be married. This woman is married to someone who might have been a cholol. He's a suffix cholol. His mother might have been a grusha, and then this woman married this man, and now she's an almana. So why is she muteris lekunuivus fake sveika? Safek, if the Baal of the Almana was that Safek Cholo, and even if he was, maybe Yibuchal wasn't a Cholo. But if the Yisr Veheter is right, no. We say Safek is Kevadai. So Memela, he's a Vadai Cholo. And you know that you only have one Safek. Is he the one? But if he is the Safek Cholo, then he's a Vadai Cholo. It's only one Safek, because Alar Matrik is a Sfek Sfeka. Or we see in the Shulchan Aruch that the Safek Mamzer were Matir. Safik Mamzer, Shinis Arif, they got mixed in with other people. We don't know which one he is. So it's Mutter Mitam Sveik Sveika. Safik, if he's the Safik Mamzer, even if he is, maybe he's not a Mamzer. What do you mean maybe if he is, he's not the Mamzer? He's not a Mamzer. Safik Kivada. So you see that in numerous places, we don't say the Safik is Kivada. We have to Mechalik and say, Yom Chazal, Rogozer, Lahachzik, Adavar, Safik is Loyala, Ladas. In other words, just because Chazal asked her to suffix doesn't mean it's not mitzarif to a sveik sveika. Therefore, a suffix mamzer, we say he's a suffix isser, but it's not a vade. It's still mitzarif to a sveik sveika. Hashem came when it comes to gvinos akum, there Chazal asked it midin vade, but there is vade. You see that cases of suffix, we don't say it's mamish avada in general. So therefore, we can say also by this suffix, nida suffix zava, we could be mitzayir for the fact that maybe she's a nida and she doesn't need shiv nekiyim. So we're a sveik sveika. So therefore, Chacham Avadia says that bevada lechatchila she should check before shkia. But if she didn't, then she could be samech on all these sveikas that her bdika a little bit after shkia was kosher. And it says in the Tshuvas Ber Moshe that in Hungary and its surroundings, they're not makvid to daven mincha before shkia, because they follow Rabbeinu Tam, and they also do the hefsek tayra after shkia, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still day, and that's what they used to do in Debrecen in Hungary. And it's very important because my great grandmother was La Shalom. She was from a town right near Debrecen. I think it's called Hodja Sobobob, something like that in Hungarian. Anyway, so there they were making, leaving the Chatchila, Shemeolim lo Shemana, Mishet Tachmir. Lasses Hefsek B'Tayra Kodim Ashkia. I haven't heard anybody who's Machmir. You hear this? Do a Hefsek Tayra before Shkia of the Goyim. The Samacham Rabbeinu Tam. Bima Isha Ubaila Miyotze Lita. And if the woman and her husband are Lithuanian, then what? She has to do the Hefsek Tayra before Shkia. And then he saw what Rav Sternbach writes in his country's Torah HaMishpacha. This is going back decades when Rav Sternbach was a young man. Today, he's all Zayin Gesund. I think he hit the 90 a while ago. Or maybe he didn't, but definitely not to those surroundings. So when he was a young man, he writes that even if she does the Hefsek Tayra 1 minute after Shkia, doesn't help with the Evid. And the Debrecener writes, the Ber Moshe writes, "Vani Omid Mishtaimin, how can you write such a thing? Our rabbis, Hungary, Poland, Galicia, they weren't chayshish even lechatchila to have sektar before shkia. Only it's the Lithuanians who follow the Gra, it's beer to Shulchan Aruch Chaim, who follow the Gaonim. They're makbit to daven mincha before shkia. And the Omer Lam Mashiyidu Lufana Magidi Yamis B'Shem Agon Moshe Feinstein, Baal Shudigras Moshe Avshigam Huya Medaktik Umak Moshe Lasset Hektar Kodem Ashkia, Hafsek Tar Kodem Ashkia. Yim Kozay Amati B'Dievni Michu Lasses Hafsek Tar Leyosa Mitesu of Dakas Achar Ashkia. So he allows until 15 minutes after Shkia. Moshe Feinstein. So the Lithuanians, they follow the Gra. The Gra says Shkia, Shkia, Shkia of the Gonim, and that's it. But Rav Moshe was, the Chatchili says he should check before Shkia, but he was Mako 15 minutes after Shkia. Also in the Tshuvas Beis Avi, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, he's marich a little bit, he says, B'diyad, if she did her Hefsek Tayra within 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, according to Shitas Marana Machaber, that Shloshes Rive Mil is 13 and a half minutes, so that's when it starts night. So you could be Mekel B'Shas HaTchak, that's Ben Ashmashas during that period. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and it's going him. Maybe Beinish Mashis is day. And a Chacham Ovadia concludes, V'nirali shekein ikar l'halacha v'maisim. Shekol sheshacha livdoi kodim ha-shkia. If she didn't check before shkia, and she checked herself within 13 and a half minutes, she did her hafsek tayra, she can already start counting her 7 days. Because we have kama sveikos, sveikos, sveikos l'hako. And there's no cheskes tumah. And Hanirulan Yustaiti Kasavti. That's a beautiful tshuva. It took us 3 shiurim to go through. And obviously there's a lot more to say about this topic, but there's so many more halachas to discuss, so hopefully we'll revisit this, and it's always exciting to talk about Inyan Sveikus. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.